It's a place of amazing natural beauty, with stone spires rising high into the sky. It's also a place of history, where two cultures collided. The story is next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Bridget Peregrino describes the people and places of a scenic stretch of southeastern Arizona.
It would have been the Chiricahua Apaches who roamed not only this area and across the valley of the Dragoon Mountain Range. They were the original people who inhabited this area.
Today, this site is Chiricahua National Monument.
It is a very remote area that we're in with amazing, unique features. These rock formations, people refer to them as the land of standing up rocks.
Those columns of rock stretch impressively upward, skyscrapers of stone that attract visitors today. Nearby Fort Bowie marks a point in history where cultures clashed and the Chiricahua Apaches were pushed from this place.
You have this clash of cultures. You have the U.S. that's pursuing this manifest destiny. They want to explore. They want to keep going west. And you have these Chiricahua Apaches that are trying to preserve their hunter-gatherer way of life.
Fort Bowie was active from 1862 to 1894. It was a strategic outpost for the Army.
It was a very large fort, considering the area we're in. It was very remote, but it was very, very large. Today, if you visit, though, you're not going to find this huge fort.
Those ruins are part of the National Park System. Together, Fort Bowie and Chiricahua National Monument tell the story of an important place and people that thrived here in the Southwest. Traveling the countryside, near Willcox, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.